And I'm doing very well today. I just forgot to tape rainfall, but that's all right. It's on the 11 o'clock class. Yeah.
Sure.
You shouldn't try to be coherent when you've got a bad head cold. Go ahead. I'm barely coherent, yeah?
Try to see how you fix the division, but I can't really see it.
I put a parenthesis over here and a parenthesis over there.
That's what I thought. I just couldn't see it.
Yep. So there's the two sets of parentheses. Okay. And I need to get the cursor out of there because it looked like a slash. Yeah.
I think I missed a step because mine's not moving on.
Okay. You probably did. Are you getting a lot syntax error?
I just got a screen. Just a plain white screen. That's it.
Okay. But the white screen. Okay. The white screen that came up originally. So if I go back and I bring up the white screen for rain to fix, it should come up with an error down there. And so one of these errors you missed. Okay. If you want to look at his for a minute. And then everybody else move on to the next one, and then we can go through it. So move on to the next one and try to figure out what's wrong there. We have an attendance sheet, so if you came in late before you leave, you should sign the attendance sheet. So order to fix is the next one. Yes, sir. Huh?
I'm gonna sit in the corner and be quiet.
Okay. So go through this order to fix and try to figure out what's going on. We're debugging the second one listed in debugs. There's two, there's a series of things I said to debug, and we're looking at the second one now. And if you came in late, there's an attendance sheet up here. Okay, the first problem was on line 25, according to doing this. Actually, I don't want... Okay, so the first one was on line 25. What was wrong with line 25?
Quotation mark.
Pardon? A quotation mark. So we need to put the quotation marks in front of the message there. Okay, so that was the first error. So if we then save this as order fixed, I'm saving it as order fixed.html, and I'm going to come back over. And in the screen, I'm doing a file, open file, and I'm going and finding order fixed. Okay, and now it's giving me something about a parenthesis problem on line 27. And sometimes it's not going to tell you accurately. If you go and look at line 27, it really isn't a parenthesis problem, but it misconstrued it as a parenthesis problem. So line 27 is that first document right down at the bottom. And if I look at my code, 27 appears to have both of the parentheses just fine. But what is it missing? No, I don't think so, because that goes with that. But then how am I doing a connector here? That was a connector I needed to make. So I needed to either put a plus sign in there for concatenate or a comma in there as a separator. But I needed something. I can't just list all of the things that I want. I've got to pull them together. So I put in a plus, and I could have put in a comma. Either one would work. So now I'm doing a file save, and then I'm going to come over here and refresh that. And now it's telling me on line 28... that it's having a problem with quotes. String literal contains an escape line break. So if I look at the source, I can find out that line 28 is that second right. And what's wrong with that second right? That's right. The BR. And so what do I need to take out?
The quotation.
Right. And it's that one that I need to take out. Okay. So I'm taking out that quote. And then I'm going to do a file save. And I'm going to do a refresh. And I am now getting a request for data. So I've cleaned up the syntax errors. Okay, the syntax errors are where JavaScript couldn't figure out what I was trying to do. And it couldn't follow it. Okay, so the syntax errors have been cleaned out, and now I'm putting in an item number of 123, and I'll put in 12 as the number on hand, and 15 as the number on audit, and 50 is the reorder point. And it's telling me my total, because I have an alert in there, that my total is zero. well, wait a minute, 15 and 17 shouldn't add up to zero, so I've got a problem there. And I come over here, and it's giving me output of that I need to order 60. And in fact, if I am coming in with on hand of 12 and on order of 15, then I get 27 total, and that's what I should have over here. On hand plus on order is 27. And then if I say, okay, 50 is the reorder point, minus 27 means I should order 23, but I said order an extra 10, so I should be getting a 33. But I don't seem to be getting that. So what's wrong with that total line that is making it not work? This isn't a syntax error. This is something that JavaScript could do, but I didn't tell it the right thing to do. So what's wrong with that line? That line where I'm trying to add two things together and I'm getting a zero answer. No. Okay. The two equal signs means compare for equality. Okay? One equal sign means add two things together and assign it. And I want to do an assign. And so I need to take out one of the equal signs. Okay, so if I'm going down in my code and I'm now going to take out that equal sign and do a file save and come over here and do a refresh and enter item 123. I have 12 of them on hand. I have 15 of them on order, and my reorder point is 50. Then it gives me the total of 27. So that's right. 12 and 15 is 27. And now it's coming out and saying 33 is what you should reorder, because 23 gets me up to the reorder point, and then I said add in 10 more. So I'm getting the right results now. Okay, look at the third one. Did I have something else in there that I'm not remembering?
Was it supposed to show plus 10 seconds?
It did show plus 10. It showed order enough to reach the reorder point plus 10 as the message.
Okay.
Sorry.
So
it did the calculation up on the top and then just put out a message. And if you went over the reorder point, you should have got the message, no order necessary. Okay, so try number 3. Okay, what this is doing is it is going through a loop a few times, and each time it is calculating a bonus pay and then adding bonus pay to the total pay. Okay, so that's what it's attempting to do, and then printing our total pay at the end. But we are getting the white screen of death. Thank you. So what? So what's the problem with line 16? Line 16 is the while loop line. So what's wrong with that while loop line? What's wrong with the while line? Come on, somebody must see that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Pardon?
Is it because the CT's like in the parentheses? Or?
No, that should be in the parentheses, but what's it comparing to?
It's not splitting the perimeter.
It's not comparing to anything, right? And so I can't just say if count is less than... Less than what? Okay, count is less than what? So I've got to put something in there, and I don't want to go through this loop too many times, so I'm going to put a 4. Okay? Because that'll only go through 3 times, because count is 1, 2, and 3. Okay, so that has got count less than 4, so I'm going to save that. And then I'm going to come over here and do a refresh. And now, okay, that's still the same thing. What did I do? File, save. Okay. And then file, open file, and it is called bonus fixed. Bonus fixed. Okay, so now I'm getting another syntax error on line 18. So I'm going to look and see what line 18 is. And line 18 is the calculation. What's wrong with that calculation line? That's right, it's the parenthesis. And he gave me a hint about that. I need a parenthesis around the prompt. And I didn't have the closing parenthesis. I just had the opening parenthesis. Okay. So I'm now going to file save again. And then I'm going to do a refresh. And this time it is coming up with something. Okay. So I'm going to put in 30,000 and click OK, and it is coming back at me at this point that it found another syntax error, and that is that middle bonus is not defined. It went to use middle bonus, and middle bonus is not defined. Okay? So middle bonus... What should it be? Instead of middle bonus, look up in my variables, what one would it be?
Mid bonus?
Mid bonus, right. So it's going to be mid bonus instead of middle bonus. So I'm going to take it out and make it mid bonus. Okay? Because I had defined a memory variable up here as mid bonus, and now I want it down here. While I'm looking at this, the top bonus is 10% and the middle bonus is 5%. So I have a problem there, too, that would come out when I do my calculations. What is that?
Decimal point.
I need a decimal point, and I need 0.05, actually, to get 5%. Okay? So I need to change this to 0.05. 0.10 gave me 10%. 0.05 is going to give me 5%. So I need to change that as well. Okay, so now I come over here and I refresh and I say enter the number of sales. So I'm going to enter 30,000. And it asks for it a second time, and I'll give it 30,000 again. And it asks for a third time, and I'll give it 30,000 again. And it comes up with 450, which is the right amount. Okay? So, if I wanted to make sure that I was getting the right amount there, I can go into the code and put in some alerts here. So I can say alert and show bonus pay. And I can put in another alert down here and show bonus pay again. So if I thought I wasn't getting the right amount, I can put in this every time, show me alert bonus pay. So now when I run this, I put in the amount of the sales, 30,000, and it comes back with a pop-up that shows me the bonus pay is 1,500. And that's right, 5% of 30,000 is 1,500. So that's right. And then I do the next one, and the amount of the sale is again 30,000. And again, it comes up with the 1,500. And I'll give it one more 30,000 because I'm too lazy to finish it, figure it out. And it comes up with another 1,500. And then it comes up with a 4,500 total, which is 3 times 15, and it prints out the 4,500. So it's working. But if I questioned my calculations and everything, putting those alerts in to show it as I went along is a good technique to use to see if it is doing the correct thing as it goes along. Questions. Okay, I've given ya.
I have this weird error message in my console. No, it doesn't make sense. I don't think it's supposed to be there.
Does it say something about something not being declared?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just the validation one, right? Yeah, that's just if you want to validate it, it won't validate it. All
right.
But that's fine, don't worry about that one.
Right.
Same one she has.
Yeah. You have to have a lot of other things in the HTML, like tell it language is English and tell it meta tag is and all of that to get it to validate. And I do that in the class where we spend a lot of time on HTML, but we're not spending enough time on it to worry about it. So we don't worry about validation in this class, so therefore, ignore it. Okay, the next thing we're going to look at is to go back to my list of programs, and we're going to drop down and look at a MathFax while loop, which is about halfway down. So we're looking at MathFax while loop, and I'm going to do a view page source to see the code. Okay, so this is a simple MathFax problem. Notice again that I've written MathFax outside the script. I've got some HTML going on both before the script starts and after the script ends. Okay, inside I said set count to 1. Okay, because we always have to set the control. Then I do a test of the control in the while loop. And inside the loop, I do a change the control. And you need to be able to do all three of those. So I'm setting, I'm checking, I need to set the control, I need to check the control, and I need to do a change to the control. So I need all three of those when I'm dealing with a loop. Okay. So on this one, I come in, and I say, okay, count is starting out at 1. I go into the loop. Is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. I add count plus count. So I add 1 plus 1, and I get an answer of 2. And then I do a document write. And I'm already no content of count. So 1 concatenated with a plus, concatenated with count again, concatenated with the equal sign, concatenated with answer, concatenated with a BR. So I'm writing now 1 plus 1 equals 2, and then I do a break. And again, remember that the BR slash is the previous version of BR. They require the slash in there in XHTML. And copy and paste is a wonderful thing. And I copy and paste and don't catch some slashes like that. But it's perfectly fine. It even, speaking of validating, will validate. Okay, so then I write that out. I add 1 to count. Count's now a 2, so when I go back, count is less than or equal to 3, so I come in. 2 plus 2 is 4. I write out document 2 plus 2 equals 4. And then I add 1 to count. I go back. It's still less than or equal to 3. So I go in, 3 plus 3 is 6, and so I write out 3 plus 3 equals 6. Add 1 to count, it's 4. So when it goes back, it's no longer less than or equal to 3, so I'm out of here. And so that's where you see the 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 3 plus 3. Okay? So now what I want to do is look at the next one. Which is math nested or something, math facts nested while loop. Okay. So what I've got here is two loops. I've got a nested loop, I've got an outer loop, and I've got an inner loop. Now, I define two variables, count and count in, meaning count and the inner loop. And I set count in up as a variable, but I didn't give it an initial value. I could have just said 1 there. But a little bit further on, I do something by saying count in equals 1. And that's the critical place to have it. And I want to make sure you know that's the critical place, so I basically didn't touch it on the outside. Okay. So, if I do this, I have got count, I've got count in, and I've got answer. So I'm coming in and count, I make a 1 in the initial thing, I get an initialized value of 1. Count in, I didn't put anything in. And then I said, while count is less than or equal to 3, it is. So I drop into the inner loop. And I say, make count in a 1. So it makes count in a 1. And then I drop into the inner loop. So I dropped into the first loop, the outer loop, made count in a 1. Now I'm dropping into the inner loop. And I'm saying, is count in less than or equal to 3? Yeah, I just made it a 1, so it is. So I'm calculating answer equals 1 plus 1, so answer is now a 2. And I'm writing now count plus count in, so I'm writing 1 plus 2, 1 plus 1 rather, equals 2. Then when I've got inner loops, I stay within the inner loop until it is complete. So that means I add 1 to count in, and so it's a 2, and then I go back and check. I loop back and check. So I'm saying while counting is less than or equal to 3. 2 is less than or equal to 3, so I'm all set. I drop in. Answer is 1 plus 2, so answer is now a 3. And I write out 1 plus 2 equals 3. Then I end with the count in. So count in is now a 3. I loop back. Do while count in is less than or equal to 3. It is. So I drop in. Answer equals count plus count in. So answer is now a 4. And I write out 1 plus 3 equals 4. And then I am going to count in. When I go back, count in is no longer less than or equal to 3, because it's 4. So that means I drop out of the loop. I drop out of the inner loop. I reset count up to 2. So I am saying count equals count plus 1, so count's now a 2. And then the loop is the outer loop, so I loop back to the outer loop. So I say do while count is less than or equal to 3. Well, 2 is less than or equal to 3, so I drop in. And this is the critical thing. When I drop in, I reset count in back to 1. I reset count in back to 1. Okay, because I hit the count in equals 1. So I'm resetting it back to 1. If I hadn't reset it, it would have stayed 4. And when it hit the inner loop, it wouldn't have gone in, because the inner loop said, just do this while it's less than or equal to 3. So it wouldn't have gone in. Okay? So I set it back to 1, and then I go down to the inner loop. Is counting less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. It's a 1 now, because I just made it that. So I now say answer equals count plus count in. So answer is now up to a 3. And I write out 2 plus 1 equals 3. Okay. Then I add 1 to count in because I'm in the inner loop. I add 1 to it. I loop back on the inner loop. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So I go in. I say answer is 2 plus 2, which is 4. I write out 2 plus 2 equals 4. And I add 1 to count in. I loop back, is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. Answer is equal to count plus count in, so answer is now a 5. And I write out 2 plus 3 equals 5. And then I add 1 to count in. And I loop back to check, and it says no, count in is not less than or equal to 3. It's now up to 4. So that means that I drop out of the inner loop and I hit count equals count plus 1, so count now becomes a 3. And then I loop back to the outer loop. Is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it's 3, so it's less than or equal to. Drop in and reset count back to 1. Okay? Answer equals count plus 1, count plus count in. So 3 plus 1 is equal to 4. And I write out 3 plus 1 equals 4. I add 1 to count in. I go back to the inner loop. It's still less than or equal to 3. So answer is equal to 3 plus 2, which is 5. And I write out 3 plus 2 equals 5. Then I add 1 to count in, and it's now up to a 3. I go back. Is it less than or equal to 3? Yeah. So I go in. Answer equals 3 plus 3. So answer is now a 6, and I write out 3 plus 3 equals 6. And I add 1 to count in. Okay. So now I've added 1 to count in. I loop back up here. And, I'm sorry, I didn't do it. add one to count in. I look back up there, and it says, is count in less than or equal to three? No, it's four. So I'm out of here, and I'm out of both loops. I drop out the inner loop, never got checked. I just dropped out of the outer loop, and I write out the script. I write up a code at the end of the mass specs. Questions? Did that make sense? Yeah.
Is the only difference between the two and why when it checks the variable?
Yes. And in fact, the next example of this uses a do while and checks at the bottom, and it gets me the same results. The other thing about a do while is where it checks, but that means it's always done once. So the do while is always executed once, while the while may never be executed. You know, if I'd set count to five, I never would have executed anything. Questions? Did it make sense? Mm-hmm. Well, I heard one, yes. But not a lot of others. Yes? No? Maybe? No, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Okay. So now, actually, we're going to look at this, but not run through it. Because it really is pretty much the same. So we're going to go back and look at the do while. And with a single if statement, the do while. The only difference here is that I'm testing at the bottom. So I'm saying do, and I go in and do it. But I will always do it once because there is no test. And then I check. Is count less than or equal to three? If it's not, I do it again. And I keep doing it as long as count is not less than or equal to three. Okay? So this makes no impact on the output. It's just a different place of checking. Now, if you're taking in user input and things like that, then sometimes it makes a difference in the output. But in this case, it doesn't. And when I go and look at a nested loop on this, again, it doesn't make any difference. So now I've got two do loops. I think it's harder to read. I prefer while loops just for readability. But I got a do, and then I immediately put one in count, when, and then I do the loop. And then I do a while, count in is less than or equal to three, so I'm checking. When the inner loop is done, I add one to count, and I go back up and check to see if the outer loop still needs to be done or whether it's done. So it really is the same thing, it's just I have moved the test from the top to the bottom. Now there's another kind of loop you can do, which is a for loop, and it's kind of a neat one. A for loop only works well in the kind of situation. Okay, that's what I wanted. A for loop works well in the kind of counting thing, when I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It doesn't look a lot, work well if you're asking for user input that changes the control or something else. But it works beautifully for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now what I have in this is a for. And the first thing, I used I with my variable. And the reason I used I in my variable is habit. For loops frequently use I. And I think the I stood for index, but for loops frequently use I, and I just did it. I should have probably used count to be consistent, but I didn't. So I inside, I say I equals 1. That sets. then I put in the check. When do I want to get out of this? I want to keep here as long as I is less than or equal to 3. And then I add 1 to I, which is the change. So I have the set, the check, and the change all within the one set of parentheses. Okay, so it's all kind of consolidated for you. And so it goes in and says I equals 1. So it comes down and says the answer equals 1 plus 1. It writes it out. It doesn't have any code to increment it down here. But in fact, it executes that code decremented within the parentheses. So it adds 1 to I. I is now a 2. And then it checks. Is it still less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. So it executes. So it's just a different placement of the things. Okay, we're used to seeing the I set to 1 outside and the change happening inside the loop. But here we're putting them all into parentheses. And so if I make a nested version of this, made them I and J. And I didn't declare the variable for J. You frequently don't have to declare these variables when you're using a for loop, so I didn't have to declare the I either. But I should have been consistent. If I was going to declare the I should have declared the J. Okay? But I didn't. So I'm now saying variable I, and then I'm saying for I equals 1, check for I less than or equal to 3, increment I by 1. So it sets I to 1, it drops down, and as soon as it hits this for loop, it sets J to 1. So in the other example, I had a set count right above, or count in rather, right above the next loop. But here, the first thing it does when it hits the J is to set it. So on a drop down, it resets. So if I'm up in the other loop and I drop down, then it resets. If I'm looping back, then it increments. But if I drop down, it resets. And so it's the same as having J equals 1 right above the loop. Because dropping down, it resets. Questions. Anybody got any questions? People are still looking at it. Okay, the next one I want to look at is the guess number. So I'm going to skip the arrays for now. We'll finish up and do a little more on those on Tuesday. But I want to do the guess number. Okay, so with the guess number, the first thing it said was enter your guess. Up here at the top, I cheated and gave you the answer. Okay? So, if I then enter a 5 here, because that's the answer, it comes back and says you got it. If I play this again, and this time the cheat is a 4, so I'm going to put in a 3, and it comes back and says your guess is too low. But notice I have to keep playing this and I get 1 chance. So not a very viable game. Okay, so we're going to have to look at a little better solution to this. But for now, I want to look at this one. Okay, So I'm starting out, and I am first generating a random number. Okay? As far as I know, every language that I know has a random number generator. Okay, so it generates a random number. And the way this one does is it has math random, and then it has math floor to get rid of decimal places. And the random number is usually a very long decimal number. And there's a lot of math behind this that is being executed just because I said math random. Okay, the code behind math random probably goes on for pages. Because I'm already, I'm exaggerating, but generating your random number is difficult. The five I put here is where I wanted to go, up to five, and the plus one means take the decimal number, which starts with a zero, and make it a one. So one and a five there mean one to five. If I change that five to 25, then I'd be going from one to 25. And I can also add more than one, so I have a different starting point. But right now, I'm going from 1 to 5. So I'm generating a random number between 1 and 5. Okay? And essentially, the big thing that you have to know is most numbers are between 1 and something, is change the 5 to get the max. Okay? So I generate the random number, and then I cheated by writing the random number. So that's the random number you see in the top of the screen, is that I wrote it. And I wrote it there so that I could test. Once it's working, I would take out the test. So I did a document write of the random number. And then I did a break. I wrote a line. And then I said, okay, now put in your guess. So I have a window prompt where I'm entering the guess. And notice on this one, I didn't put the comma zero or something there. It's fine to do it that way. It just will not fill the box with anything. The comma zero fills the box with an initial value. Okay, so what I've got here then is I am starting, and I am generating a random number. Okay, so I'm generating a random number. Then I'm writing it out, but that's really not part of my logic, because I'm kind of just testing. And then I put up the prompt. Okay. And then I had the else. And I said, if the random number equals the guess. And notice I'm using the double equal sign because I'm comparing them. Okay? So I'm saying if the random number equals the guess. And if it does, I put out a message that says, got it. And if it doesn't, I am going to ask the next question, which is the random number greater than the guess? And if it is, then I'm putting out a message that says low. And if it isn't, I'm putting out a message that says high. And that's the end of the logic. Stop. So that's my logic that I went through. However, that's really not everything that I want. I would like it to keep going and let the user keep guessing until they finally get it. Okay? So I need to make a change to this. So if I go back and look at the next version, which is one game. Okay, so here the random number is a 2. So first I'm going to put in a 4, and it comes back and says it's too high. And then I'm going to put in a 1, and it comes back and says it's too low. And then I'm going to put in a 2, and it comes back and says it got it. And this would go on forever until finally they enter a 2. I could have a load of guesses going on. Okay, so what I've got here is now I've put in a loop. Okay, now, notice that the random number is outside the loop. Because if I generated the random number inside the loop, then every time I ran it, went back up to the top, it would generate a new random number. So I'd have a moving target. The random number would keep changing, and then how do I guess it? Okay? So the random number is outside the loop. Other than that, the if statements are the same. When I get to the bottom, I decide whether I want to do the loop again. And notice I use a do this time. And I'm testing at the bottom because I decided I wanted everybody to have to play once. Okay? So I put a do, and then at the bottom, I put in the while the random number is not equal. And notice how I write not equal, exclamation point equal. While it's not equal to the guess. Okay? So while the random number is not equal to the guess. So I'm doing, again, a start. And I'm generating the random number. And then I'm putting out the prompt for the guess. And then once I put that out, I'm asking, is the random number equal to the guess? If it is, I put out the message that I got it. If not, is the random number greater than the guess? In which case, I put out a message that says low. Otherwise, I put out a message that says high. Then I come down, and the determinant is, I'm asking the question, is random not equal to guess? And if that's true, then I go back up and come in as a prompt so that I can prompt them again. So I've got a yes there. The no, when it is going to a stop, usually goes down at the bottom, as opposed to off to the left. So I'm going dropping down and saying stop. So this one says if the random is not equal to the guess, okay, so if the random is equal to the guess, I go up. If it's not equal to the guess, I drop out. Okay, then for the next one, I decided it would be nice if I added another loop where I ask a question, do you want to do it again, yes or no? Okay, so without looking at the example that I've got out there that gives you the solution, try going in and seeing if you can modify this so that you ask the user, once they got it, ask them if they want to play again. Okay, if they want to do guess another number. So put that code in. Try working with that. Thank you. putting in a decision about yes or no. Do I want to play again? And where would it loop back into? Okay, we'll talk a little more about this on Tuesday because some of you are still working at it and try to give it a shot. Essentially, the play again question and then the end of the loop would be coded right in here, right after I asked the question about did you get the right answer. And when I loop back in, I loop in right before the random number so that I generate a new random number for the game. Okay? So, we will talk about this on Tuesday, because we're out of time, basically, and try to come up with a solution without peeking. Although I've already peeked for you.